后今天也是可以说是铁萨罗尼加最后的一篇信息。
We can say that today is the last message from 2 Thessalonians.
我们在过去好几个月啊，其实我想不晓得有四五个月的时间，我们在看铁萨罗尼加前书跟后书。
Actually, in the past 4 or 5 months, we have been spending time in 1 and 2 Thessalonians.
那么今天我们终于来到铁萨罗尼加后书最后的一篇信息。
Today we finally arrived at the last message from 2 Thessalonians.
然后接下来我们要看的一本书就是在旧约圣经。
The next book we're going to look at is going to be in the Old Testament.
也就是传道书。
And it is Ecclesiastes.
传道书这本书是在箴言书的后面。
Ecclesiastes follows Proverbs.
所以我下一边讲到就是讲到传道书。
So my next preaching is going to begin in Ecclesiastes.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹能够去看这本书。
So I hope that you can read the book ahead of time.
看这本书的人就得到智慧。
Those who read the book will receive wisdom.
因为这本书是一个很有智慧的人所写的。
Because this book is written by the most wise person.
我传道书的主题就是第一章第二节。
The theme of Ecclesiastes is found in verse 2 of chapter 1.
他说传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
那所罗门王讲，如果一个人没有神，生命是虚空的。
So King Solomon said, a person without God is in vain.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹能够好好的看这本书。
So I hope that brothers and sisters will read this book carefully.
因为看这本书的人就能够得到智慧。
Because those who read this book will have wisdom.
因为所罗门王是一个神赐给他智慧的人。
Because King Solomon is one who God has given wisdom.
那么今天我们又回到就是刚才我讲帖撒罗尼迦后书最后一篇的信息。
So today we're going to look at the last message from Second Thessalonians.
经文就是第三章第六节到第十五节。
Scripture is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 6 to 15.
我用中文念，然后看英文圣经的弟兄姐妹就跟着看。
It will be read in Chinese. Please follow in your English Bible.
铁萨罗尼迦后书第三章第六节，弟兄们，我们奉主耶稣基督的名吩咐你们，凡有弟兄不按规矩而行，不遵从我们所受的教训，就当远离他。你们自己也知道应当怎样效法我们，因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行，也未尝反斥人的饭，导致辛苦劳碌昼夜做工，免得叫你们一人受累。这并不是因我们没有权柄，乃是要给你们做榜样，教你们效法我们。我们在你们那里的时候曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工就不可吃饭。因我们所说，在你们中间有人不按规矩而行，什么工都不做，反倒闻显示。我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐劝诫这样的人，要安静做工，吃自己的饭。弟兄们，你们行善不可赏赐，若有人不听从我们这训章的话，要记下他，不和他交往，叫他自觉羞愧，但不要以他为仇人，要劝他如弟兄。那如果教会有问题的话，
If there is problem in church,
而且那个问题没有被解决，
And if this problem has not been resolved,
那就会越来越严重，
It will get worse.
啊，并且会影响到啊整个教会。
And it will also affect the whole church.
我们都知道教会是耶稣基督的身体。
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
啊，细菌能够啊影响我们身体，而且啊对我们会有伤害。
Bacteria can affect a body and it can harm our body.
那么同样的罪会带来给一个属灵身体的破坏。
In the same way, sin can bring forth destruction.
所以当保罗写第一封信给帖撒罗尼迦信徒的时候
，And so when Paul wrote the first Thessalonians to the church,
那么他曾经警告过这些人不要成为一个懒惰的人。
He had warned them not to be an idle person.
所以在这个四章第帖撒罗尼迦四章十一节到十二节，保罗这么说。
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 11 to 12, he said,
他说要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，正如我们从前所吩咐你们的，叫你们可以向外人行事端正，自己就没有什么缺乏了。
Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders,And so that you will not be dependent on anybody.
所以保罗劝勉这些做教教会领袖们要警戒这些不守规矩的人。
So Paul had asked the leaders of the church to watch out for these people.
所以在这里保罗所针对不守规矩的人就是那些不做工懒惰的人。
And so the people that he's talking about here are those that are lazy who refuse to work.
那么到底帖撒罗尼迦教会发生了什么事情
？So what actually happened in the church of Thessalonica？
那么如果我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书跟后书的时候
，As we look at First and Second Thessalonians，
我们会发觉到教会里面有些人误解保罗的教导。
We can find out that there are some in the church that misunderstand Paul's teaching，
而且听从了一些冒保罗的名。所讲的
And they also listen to those who have forged Paul's teaching.
那么特别是关于那些主耶稣基督再来的事情
Especially those teaching about Jesus' second coming.
那么这些人认为主耶稣基督主日子已经到来了
They think that the Lord's day is already here.
因此他们也不需要再做工了
So therefore they don't need to work anymore.
而且吃别人的饭
So they will eat off others.
吃别人的饭哦，比较简单。
It's simple to eat off of others.
而且吃的时候也吃的比较爽快。
And actually, you are happy as you're eating off others.
记得你跟你的朋友出去餐馆吃饭的时候。
Remember when you go out with friends to a restaurant.
如果是你付钱的话。如果是你付钱的话
if you're the one who's paying for the meal
我们中国人 很喜欢有时候在餐馆吃完饭的时候
a lot of times Chinese people like to gather and eat at a restaurant
大家都争着要付钱
and so everybody want to try to pay at the end
还在那边推来推去
and they will be fighting over there
一个手放在后面拿那个钱包
one hand will be in the back pocket trying to get the wallet
那个手推来推去
And then the left hand will be kind of like pushing others away.
有没有看过
Have you seen it?
要付钱的人通常吃到没有这样爽快。
But the one who's paying for the meal usually don't enjoy the meal as much.
胃口也没有这样好。
They don't eat a whole lot.
那么这些帖撒罗尼迦教会信徒他们不做工。
These believers in Thessalonica, they don't work.
那么他们希望其他的弟兄姐妹来资助他们。
They want other brothers and sisters to support them.
那么而带来给教会不少的问题。
And so it brings forth quite a few problems to the church.
也很可能因为他们听了那些假教师的教导。
And it's possible that they have heard the teaching of the false teachers.
那么说主耶稣基督进来了，或者主的日子已经来了，就不用做工了。
Saying that the Lord's day is already here, or that Jesus has already been here, so you don't need to work anymore.
可以成为一个懒惰的人。
Be a lazy person.
在过去的历史里面，我们也看到。
In the past history, we have seen this.
因为有些假教师的教导。
because of some false teaching.
啊，使到一些信徒把他们的家产、把他们的房屋卖掉。
Some believers would sell all their properties.
然后坐在山上等待耶稣基督的到来。
They'll go up to a mountain and wait for Jesus' return.
那么可能这些铁塔罗尼加的信徒也处在这样的处境里面。
So maybe the believers in Thessalonica are in the same situation.
所以在铁塔罗尼加前书跟后书谈到最多的事情就是关于主耶稣基督再来的事情。
So the most subject that was discussed in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians is the return of Jesus Christ.
那么除此之外，谈到第二最多的就是关于这些不守规矩的人。
And then secondly, it discussed most is about these people who does not play by the rules.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书重提这个问题。
So in 2 Thessalonians, Paul once again discussed this matter.
因为他在前书曾经提过这个问题。
Because he had already mentioned it in 1 Thessalonians.
所以这证明这个问题还没有被解决。
It proved that this problem still exists.
而且继续地影响到教会。
And it continued to affect the church.
所以保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦三章第六节说。
So Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 says,
他说弟兄们，我们奉主耶稣基督的名吩咐你们，凡有弟兄不按规矩而行，不遵守我们所受的教训，就当远离他。第三章第六节 ，second verse.
Now we command you, brother, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is living in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you receive from us.
然后刚才我讲过，这些不守规矩的人是那些不做工、懒惰的人。
Just now I mentioned that those who are not keeping the rule are those who are lazy.
所以这个不按规矩的意思跟在经论里面不守规矩有同样的意思。
So here it says not going by the rule is the same as those who are in the army that are not following orders.
所以保罗看这个教会好像一个军队这样。
So Paul looked at the church like an army.
所以同样的，如果军队里面的军人不守规矩的话，就没有秩序。
Similarly, if the armed forces don't follow the rules, there will not be any order.
所以铁撒罗尼迦教会里面失去了那个秩序，因为教会里面有一些懒惰不做工的人。
The church in Thessalonica lost the order because there were those among them who are idle and will refuse to work.
所以保罗以主耶稣基督的名来劝诫这些不做工的人。
So Paul encouraged these people in the name of Jesus Christ.
他说这些人什么工都不做，反倒管闲事。
He said these people don't do anything, but they are busybodies.
所以保罗就劝勉这些教会里面的人。
So he told the people in the church.
他说若有人不肯做工，就不可以吃饭。
He said if those that are refuse to work, then they will not eat.
我记得我刚信主的时候有一位朋友。
I remember as I first became a believer, there was a friend.
他也是刚刚信主的。
He also was a new believer.
一些人初信主的时候心里面很兴奋。
Some new believer when they first believe, they have a lot of zeal.
很热心，经常去参加教会的活动。
They go to church often to join the activities.
那么他心里面感到非常的高兴，能够做这么多的事情。
He was very happy because he can do all these things.
那么后来他的父亲感觉到他经常不在家。
But his father felt that he's not at home all the time.
他说你整天去教会，难道那边有饭吃吗？
He said you go to church all the time. Is there are there food there all the time?
他在他父亲的观念里面，他觉得基督徒是懒惰的人。
So in his father's mind, Christians are lazy people.
是不做工的人。
They don't work.
我也不晓得他为什么有这样的观念。
I don't know where he got this idea from.
那么后来我的朋友就引用这节经文。
And so my friend later used this scripture.
他告诉他的父亲，他说， 若有人不肯做工，就不可以吃饭。
So he told his father that whoever refused to work would not eat.
所以他父亲后来觉得，哎，基督徒不是勤懒惰人。
So his father finally realized that Christians are not lazy people.
所以圣经里面讲到，如果那些人不做工，就不要给给饭他们吃。
So the Bible said if a man will not work, he shall not eat.
但是在保罗的时代，却有这样的人出现。
But in Paul's time, there are these kind of people.
自己不做工去吃别人的别人的饭。
They don't work themselves, and they want to eat off of others.
他们认为基督徒是充满爱心的人。
They think Christians are full of love.
吃他们的饭，他们应当也不会介意的。
They should not mind if I eat off of them.
反正他们应当爱人如己嘛，对不对？
Because they should love others as themselves, right?
为做别人着想。
To think about others.
经常基督徒因为有这样的爱心。
And often because of the love of Christians.
有时候会被人占他们的便宜。
We are taken advantage of.
那么，身为基督徒的我们。
As Christians.
我们也应当为做其他弟兄姐妹来着想。
We need to think of other brothers and sisters.
不要因为他们有这样的爱心。
And don't think that because they have the love.
就占他们的便宜。
That we need to take advantage of them.
然后我们再看下去的时候。
As we continue on.
我们看到圣经对这个工作有一个很正确的观念。
We see that the Bible taught us a very correct view of work.
所以圣经讲不肯做工的人就不要给饭他们吃。
The Bible said if a man will not work, he shall not eat.
那工作是神赐给人的。
Work is what God has given people.
有人以为工作是神给人的咒诅。
Some people think that work is a curse from God.
因为人犯罪以后，所以人就必须终身劳苦才能从地里得到吃的。
And because men have sinned, then they have to labor and sweat before they can get anything from the ground.
我们看这个创世纪第三章的时候。
As we look at Genesis chapter 3 verse 17, it says.
三章十七节，他说他必汗流满面才得糊口。
It says through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life.
其实神在人还没有犯罪以前，已经把工作赐给人。
Actually, even before man sinned, God has already given work to man.
在创世纪第二章第十五节这么说。
And in Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 it says.
他说耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
He said God has placed the man in Eden for him to keep it.
这是神赐给人的工作。
And this is what God has given man.
那么虽然罪把这个工作变成一种劳苦。
Even though sin turned this work into toil.
那么人必须汗流满面才得糊口。
And that man must sweat and work hard before he can have anything to eat.
但是基督徒不应当把这个工作看为是罪带来的后果。
But Christians should not look upon work as the result of sin.
所以工作不是因为罪，只要神利用这个工作来惩罚人。
Work is not a punishment from God because of man's sin.
工作是神赐给人的。
Work is given to man by God.
而且是人生活的一部分。
And it is part of our living.
那么圣经也告诉我们，无论我们做什么事情的时候。
And the Bible also tells us in whatever we do.
都是为着神的荣耀而做的。
We do it for the glory of God.
我们知道圣经里面神的仆人。
We know that in the Bible, God's servants.
都有他们的工作。
They all have their work.
比如说当神还没有呼召这个摩西出来的时候。
For example, before God called Moses to serve.
那么在旷野里面，摩西是一个牧羊的。
He was tending sheep.
已经把他呼召到旷野里面。
God has already called him to the wilderness.
那么这个圣经里面有一位人叫做基甸。
And there is a Gideon in the Bible.
那么在神还没有呼召他出来之前，他是打麦的。
And before God called him, he is one that thresh wheat.
大卫也是一位牧羊人。
David is also one who tends sheep.
啊，为他的父亲来看管这个羊群。
He tends sheep for his father's flock.
主耶稣有一些门徒。
Jesus' disciples.
啊，他们都是渔夫。
They are all fishermen.
啊，我们看保罗本身的话。
As we look at Paul himself.
啊，他是一个制造帐篷的人。
He's a tent maker.
啊，他以这份工作来支持他传福音的事工。
And he used this job to support his ministry.
然后基本上圣经认为工作是人生活的一部分。
So basically, the Bible view work as part of our daily living.
然后犹太人对于这个工作也是有个很正确的观念。
The Jews look upon work, they have a very, correct view of work.
那么但是希腊人却看工作，特别是那个劳苦的工作是没有价值的。
But the Greek look upon, especially the laboring work, as of no value.
所以劳苦的工作，希腊人都不做。
So all those laboring work, they don't do them.
啊，他们就由那些奴仆来做。
They gave them to the slaves.
所以很可能铁萨罗尼迦的信徒受到这个希腊人那种工作观念的影响。
So it's very possible that the believers in Thessalonica were influenced by this Greek thinking.
而成为懒惰不做工的人。
And so they became idle person. They refused to work.
保罗讲，懒惰不做工的人就不可以吃饭。
Paul said, if a man will not work, he shall not eat.
啊，但是我们要看清楚，他不是说没有做工的人不可以吃饭。
He's not saying those who doesn't work.Shouldn't eat.
啊，他是讲那些不肯做工的人不可以吃饭。
He's talking about those who refuse to work. Then they shall not eat.
啊，如果教会里面有一些不能做工的人。
If there are those who cannot work.
而且他们真正有需要。
And they truly have need.
那么弟兄姐妹们应该尽他们的力量来帮助这些人。
Then brothers and sisters should do their best to support these people.
那么三年前我到 Austin 去讲道。
Three years ago I was in Austin to preach.
啊，一共去了三次。
I was there three times.
啊，每一次我到 Austin 的时候，我在同一个这个交通灯。
And every time I go to Austin at the same traffic light.
我们看到同一个人在那边讨钱。
I saw the same guy begging for money.
啊，看到这个人他的身体啊很力壮。
I can see that he looks like he's physically strong.
啊，他是可以做工的。
He can work.
啊，我第一次看到他的时候。
The first time I saw him.
啊，我心里面感觉到可能他真的有需要。
I felt that he may truly have needs.
啊，那么他的手上拿着一张纸哦。
He hold a piece of paper in his hand.
啊，那么纸上写着需要钱回家。
And on the paper it says I need money to go home.
那么后来我一个月后到这个 Austin。
A month later, I go to Austin again.
那么同样的看到这一个人。
I saw the same guy.
站在同样的地方。
Standing in the same place.
拿着同样的纸。
Holding the same piece of paper.
啊，需要钱回家。
Saying the same thing, I need help to go home.
那么我心里在想。
And so I was thinking.
啊，这个人肯定是一个懒惰不可能做工的人。
This guy must be a lazy guy who refused to work.
所以圣经谈到懒惰这个人的时候
And as the Bible talk about idle people
他说懒惰不做工的人是不对的
He said those who are idle and lazy is not right
因为圣经告诉我们要做个勤劳的人
Because the Bible tells us to be an industrious person
如果你看箴言书第六章第六节
If you look at Proverbs 6:6
他说懒惰的人你去观察蚂蚁动作就可得智慧。
He says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise."
所以保罗奉耶稣的名劝勉这些懒惰不做工的人。
So Paul, in the name of Jesus, encouraged these lazy people.
他说，不做工的人就不可以吃饭。
If a man will not work, he shall not eat.
所以保罗不单以耶稣基督的话语来劝勉这些人。
So not only did Paul use Jesus' teaching to encourage them,
他也以自己的榜样来劝告他们。
He also used himself as an example to encourage them.
啊，如果你看第七节到第九节的话，
If you look at verses 7 to 9,
我们就明白。
Then we'll understand.
然后保罗说，你们自己也知道应当怎样效法我们，因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行，也未尝摆世人的饭，倒是辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，免得叫你们一人受累。这并不是因为我们没有权柄，乃是要给你们做榜样，叫你们效法我们。
For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling.So that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow.
所以保罗和他的同工没有不守规矩啊，吃别人的饭。
So Paul and his co-workers did not, cause others burden.
所以他们辛苦劳碌赚取钱来维持他们自己的生活。
They work hard.And they maintain their own living.
所以他们以自己的榜样来劝勉这些不肯做工的人。
They use themselves as an example to encourage these lazy people.
所以保罗跟他们的同工的榜样是值得我们学习的。
So their example is our example.
所以他们不只围着福音的事工来劳苦。
Not only did they toil over the evangelical ministry.
他们也必须。辛苦劳碌来赚取这些钱来维持他们自己的生活。
They also work hard and toil over their own job so that they can maintain their own living.
啊，这并不是说保罗从来没有拿过教会的资助。
This doesn't mean that Paul has never received support from the church.
啊，比如说腓立比教会给保罗好些金钱上的资助。
For example, the church in Philippi has.Given Paul quite a bit of monetary support.
啊，只是一些刚开始的一些教会。
But some of the church that are in the beginning stage.
啊，因为教会在经济上的缺乏。
Because of the lack in financial foundation.
所以保罗没有要求他们在经济上给他的支持。
Paul did not ask them to support him.
哦。我们知道保罗的榜样跟主耶稣基督所说的是没有冲突的。
We know that what Paul did is in no contradiction to what Jesus taught.
啊，比如说耶稣基督在路加福音第十章第七节这么说。
For example, Jesus said in Luke, chapter 10, verse 7.
他说工人得工价是应当的。
He said worker deserves his wages.
所以一个人被神呼召出来侍奉神
When a man is called to serve God
啊，是应当得到他的工价
He deserves his wages
啊，那么保罗因为这个帖撒罗尼迦是刚开始的一个教会
Because the church in Thessalonica is at the beginning stage
所以保罗没有要求他们资助他在生活上的需要
So Paul did not ask them to supporthis living.
所以在刚才我们看第八节第九节的时候
So as we look at verse 8 and 9
他说免得叫你们一人受累这并不是因为我们没有权柄乃是要叫你们做榜样叫你们效法我们
He said we would not want to be a burden to any of you We did this not because we do not have the right to such help But in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow
所以保罗有权利要求他们供应他的需要。
So Paul has every right to ask them to support him.
但是保罗宁愿不要。
But Paul would rather not do this.
但是保罗利用他的榜样来劝诫这些懒惰不做工的人。
He used himself as a model for them to follow, to encourage these idle people.
那么谈到这点的时候，我就突然间想起。
So as we talk about this, I thought about something.
啊，在七十啊，在八十年代的时候，我们看到两位这个传道人。
In the 80s, we saw two preachers.
啊，一位就是 Jim Baker， 另外一个就是 Jimmy Swaggart.
It's Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart.
啊，这两位传道人都是很富有的。
They are wealthy people.
啊，他们拥有很大的洋房，而且有私人的飞机。
They have private jets and they have big, they have huge houses.
所以这些人的动机和保罗的动机完全是相反的。
So the motives of these preachers are in opposite to Paul's motive.
那么除了以圣经的教导来教导这些人。
So besides teaching them according to the teaching of the Bible,
并且以自己的榜样来劝解他们。
And also using himself as an example,
那么保罗也劝勉教会尽他们的责任来去警戒这些人。
Paul also encouraged the church to do their responsibility.
那么如果教会出现这样的人怎么办？
So what would happen if the church have these kind of people around?
在十二节他说我们要靠主耶稣基督的吩咐劝诫这些人。
In verse 12 it says such people will command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们劝诫这些人的时候
And so as we encourage these people,
我们应当依照耶稣基督的吩咐来劝诫他们。
We need to urge them in the name of the Lord Jesus.
换句话说就是以圣经的话语来劝诫他们。
In other words, we have to urge them with the word from the Bible.
劝诫人不是容易做的事情。
To urge someone is not an easy task.
如果犯错的人愿意改过的话最好的事情。
If the person who is having the wrongdoing are willing to change, then it's easy.
但是如果那个人不愿意改的话，怎么办？
But if he refuses to change, then what are you going to do?
比如说我们教会里面出现这样的人，我们该怎么办？
For example, if someone in the church is like that, what do we do?
我们教会弟兄姐妹不可以袖手旁观。
We cannot just stand aside and just watch.
因为这些人不止不做工，他会造成教会有很多其他的问题。
Because not only will these people not work, they're going to cause problems for the church.
这种人会去专门去管别人的闲事。
They are going to be busybodies.
我记得在小时候，我有位邻居哦。
I remember when I was little, I have a neighbor.
家里一切的费用都是由太太和他的女儿来负担。
All the expenses in the family were solely supported by the wife and the daughter.
他不肯做工。
He refused to work.
而且每天都无所事事。
Every day he just kind of is just walking around.
他不是去赌，就是去喝。
If he doesn't go gamble, he go and drink.
经常都去管别人的事情。
And he is a busybody.
有时候他喝醉酒的时候，他回家骑坐脚踏车。
And sometimes when he's drunk, he will ride the bike home.
大喊大叫。
And he would scream.
我记得他经常讲，我没有醉，我没有醉。
And I remember he often said, "Oh, I'm not drunk, I'm not drunk."
而且骑坐那个脚踏车大摇大摆，整条路都是他。
And he would ride his bike all over the street, and it's like he owned the street.
这个是不守规矩的人。
And this is one who does not follow the rules.
那么真的，如果教会出现这些不守规矩的人，怎么办？
And so if the church has someone like that, what do we do?
但是奇妙，当我看圣经的时候，圣经有些是实际的教导。
And as we look at the Bible, there are some that have lost the teaching.
Practical teaching.
Practical teaching.
比如说十三节，我们看。
In verse 13 it says,
他说弟兄们你们行事不可赏赐若有人不听从我们这信上的信的话要记下他不和他交往叫他自己羞愧当要以他为仇人要欠他如弟兄
And as for you brothers never tire of doing what is right if anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter take special note of himDo not associate with him in order that he may feel ashamed.
所以劝诫这些懒惰不做工的人是有方法的。
So urging these lazy idle people, there is a method.
所以第一点就是对他们不要赏赐，不要灰心。
The first of all is don't give up on these people.
因为他们是神家里的一位成员。
Because they are part of God's family.
我们应当以那种忍耐的心来对待他们。
We must have patience with them.
第二，要把他们记下来。
Secondly, we must
take note of them.
Take note of them.
啊，但是如果我们这么小的教会有个人出有这样的人出现的话。
But in a small church like this, if there's one that acts up,
啊，不用记下来就知道了。
We don't have to take note of him. We'll all know.
啊，但是在一个一两千人的教会里面。
But in a church that has 1 to 2,000 members,
啊，出现这样的人，啊，必须要记下来。
If there are people like that, we have to take note.
啊，可能牧师要把他的名字记下来。
Maybe the pastor has to write down his name.
啊，换句话说，我们不可以对这个问题不理。
In other words, we cannot ignore this problem.
啊，希望这个问题能够消失掉。
Hoping that this problem will go away by itself.
不必去躲它。
Don't pay any attention.
那么第三呢
？Thirdly,
圣经讲不要和他交往。
The Bible says, "Don't associate with him."
以致使他感觉到羞愧。
In order that he may feel ashamed.
啊，因为我们不认同他所做的。
Because we don't agree with what he's doing.
啊，让他自己的良心来责备他。
So that his conscience can teach him.
那么第四点呢
？Fourthly.
我们圣经讲到，不要看他为仇人。
The Bible says, "Do not regard him as an enemy."
而且要劝他好像弟兄一样。
But warn him as a brother.
啊，当人犯这种错误的时候。
And as a person has wrongdoing.
啊，我们很容易就批判啊，批评他。
A lot of times we judge him.
啊，但是圣经却教导我们。
But the Bible tells us.
不要把他看为一个仇人。
Don't regard him as an enemy.
啊，圣经里面有讲到啊，那种很坚强那种爱心。
The Bible has taught us about tough love.
啊 ，tough love. What is tough love?什么是那种坚强的爱心
？What is tough love？
啊，我得到在哥林多前书第五章第十三章第五节、第六节、第七节讲到这个 tough love。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about this tough love。
啊，这里讲到不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
It says that love is not arrogant, not rude, does not insist on its own way, not irritable, not resentful, but bears all things.
我想，不守规矩的人不只限于那些懒惰不做工的人。
And I think that those are not limited to the lazy, idle person.
其实教会经常会出现这些不守规矩的人。
And I think the church often will see people who are not following the rule.
那么，如果教会出现这些人的话
，And if the Bible have these people among them,
那么圣经有它的教导。
I mean, the church has these people among them. Then we must follow the Bible's teaching.
圣经而且有一个步骤教导我们怎样去处理这些人。
And the Bible taught us a process how to treat these people.
第一就是对他们不要灰心。
First is don't give up on them.
第二就是把它记下来。
Second is to take note of them.
第三就是不跟他来往。
Thirdly, don't associate with them.
但最后圣经告诉我们，不要把他看为是一个仇人。
And fourthly, do not regard him as an enemy.
应当以神的话语来劝诫他。
To warn them with God's word.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
求主帮助我们做一个有智慧的人。
Please help us to be wise people.
也求主帮助我们不要做一个不守规矩的人。
Help us not to be those who do not follow the rule.
也帮助我们有勇气去劝解这些不守规矩的人。
And give us the courage to urge these people who don't follow.
求主加添给我们力量。
Please strengthen us.
我们将每位弟兄交在你的手中。
We lift up all the brothers and sisters in your hands.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.